This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan and Taliban forces clashed again on the outskirts of Herat Saturday, one day after a police guard died when a UN compound in the western city came under attack. Officials and residents reported renewed fighting on the outskirts of Herat, with hundreds fleeing their homes to seek shelter closer to the heart of the city. Government forces also called an airstrike near a hospital in Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand province, that officials said the Taliban had seized to treat its wounded fighters. Violence has surged across the country since early May, when the militants launched a sweeping offensive as U.S.-led forces began a final withdrawal that is now almost complete. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited the country's Mediterranean coast as the death toll from wildfires rose to six. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Turkey is battling some of the worst fires in years, with several still burning 4 days after they erupted on Wednesday. A new wildfire broke out on Saturday in the Aegean summer hotspot Bodrum, according to a local broadcaster. The death toll from the fires rose to at least six on Saturday, including two firefighting personnel, CNN Turk reported. Wildfires are common in southern Turkey in the hot summer months, but local authorities say the latest fires have covered a much bigger area.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Pakistani authorities have imposed a lockdown in the southern Sindh province, including the commercial hub of Karachi and other urban centers, amid an alarming increase in COVID-19 cases. The new surge appears linked to many of the crowd-attracting activities earlier this month during the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted in Paris between riot police and protesters at a march against coronavirus passes that will be needed to enter restaurants and other venues. About 3,000 security forces were deployed around the French capital for a third weekend of protests. Burning flares and tear gas smoke could be seen at the rally. Security forces fired water cannon to disperse protesters, and there were several injuries. French authorities are implementing the health pass because the highly contagious Delta variant is making strong inroads. The pass requires vaccinations, a quick negative test, or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19, and mandates vaccinations for all healthcare workers by mid-September. Several thousand healthcare workers and their supporters gathered in Budapest on Saturday to demand wage increases and better conditions for those working in Hungary's ailing public health system. The crowd, which included supporters from some of Hungary's largest trade unions, said the COVID-19 pandemic had only worsened the already precarious situation of healthcare workers, while their demands for pay hikes and decreased working hours had gone unheeded by the government. The Hungarian Chamber of Healthcare Professionals, which called for the demonstration, said the government had not consulted with them before passing an overhaul of the healthcare system in March that increased wages for doctors, but not for many other specialists like nurses or orderlies. A nationwide eviction moratorium is set to expire at midnight after President Joe Biden and Congress failed to extend it. AP's Julie Walker has details.
It was a long-shot effort to prevent the more than 3.6 million Americans at risk of eviction from being forced from their homes. Biden announced Thursday that he would allow the moratorium to expire tonight. He was wary of challenging a Supreme Court ruling signaling this would be the last deadline. Instead, calling on Congress to act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raced to respond but could not quickly muster the votes. The Senate could try again today to extend the ban. Meanwhile, nearly $47 billion in federal housing aid to the states during the pandemic has been slow to make it into the hands of renters and landlords owed payments. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 400,000 AstraZeneca vaccine doses from Britain arrived in Kenya on Saturday, the first of two consignments destined for Kenya as a bilateral donation from the United Kingdom. The delivery was part of Britain's pledge to donate 100 million vaccine doses worldwide, 30 million of them by the end of this year. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.